Continuing Perek Asiri, 10th Perek, Shara Tshuva, Tavshien Samach Beis. Aber Eich Oifin HaTachbule, Mishe Koshesu Olav HaTshuva. What are the tricks, what are the techniques to the one who is difficult to make the Tshuva? Difficult, yes, complications. What are the techniques? Noemer b'tshuvas shashel azayis. Shall we say an answer? Kimi sho'ovar aveira min aveira shikshil esakra. Boifin ha'tshuvim ucher esvayis. Somebody made a certain transgression which is difficult to cure it with a tshuva. That difficult enem letz mechot mishnei dvorim. That aveira must be one of two things. What makes it difficult? Oy shetim en aveira shebeinu al-bin boira. Either it's aveira which is transgression between him and Hashem. Or it's a very between person to person. Where no cheating, grave stealing, meaning zealous, robbing, machomas, over. It doesn't matter which one it is, between person to person. B'tia tshuva nimnasolav, and tshuva cannot be possible. The echo of the poorim shigdam shatshuva mayim kosher. As we explained above, what makes difficult tshuva. If a person wants to take on all the gedorim of tshuva, all the conditions of tshuva, all the conditions, which is possible, she can. In other words, we said what the condition is being asked for a person to be met in order to do tshuva. If a person does to his maximum, to his ability to meet those conditions, aboire mekel olav tshuva. The balance Kodesh Baruch Hu makes easy on him the tshuva. But I will lie, because God will forgive him, and my shenel and my name will be Allah. Those areas which he does not know the chal to the tshuva, but those he cannot do tshuva. The yosim lai might secure at mechetai, because God will make him, condition him, to certain exit from his sin, the yachik amas lo osabai. It's going to make many coincidences that she's going to bring him out to she. In other words, sometimes we do see a person who comes about tshuva in a certain area which was not even expected. He met a certain person just said the right thing, the right place, the right word, just enticed him rightly, and it made it easy on him. But the man wasn't even prepared to answer because this man did the maximum she could. In this area, either it was not even available, he made an avera, or it was beyond his ability. Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives him, and it makes him sure that he should do tshuva in every part of him, and he makes it.
How did he get started? He did tshuva first?
He did whatever he can, he did. And then Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it easy on the other areas which he can't. The Moshul. If it would be, for instance, a Veda which he did as far as Aroyas, it's a woman, Asher Zochane, which met Omi Shoherit Masura, or gave birth, which is forbidden, a mamzer. What will Kodesh Baruch Hu do to make his tshuva possible? Yachas Abayres, I said those people cannot do tshuva. He can't eliminate the mamzer. But still, you have to do tshuva. The fact he was a B.S.C. He lived the rivet of life. So if you do tshuva to the maximum, you're about tshuva, I mean, as far as that. So he says, as long as he is Lichal Esakim, until the mamzer is here. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will make sure Yachas Abayres, Kodesh Baruch Hu will eliminate his children. So in other words, so Kodesh Baruch Hu will complete his tshuva. Although it's not in his control, in a man's control. You know that there's many stories like that. People who had to do with goyis lived with goyim and their children, and then they become balchuvas, full balchuvas. All of a sudden, a fire broke up and burned up the whole family with his children, his ex-wife and the children. And then says, "Well, the tshuva was niskaba." This is the makor of the makor of salom. Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's amazing. Everything about tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu makes sure the tshuva is left. It shouldn't be mechal ubes liyichol esakim. Oilit mamzer. Kodesh Baruch Hu is eliminating the mamzer. Even if it's other know the gospel, but my know is, for instance, if he had cheated or robbed money, the money being chalis over is this. The man owes money for other people because he got it non-legally. And now he's a full bal tshuva, but he can't be a full bal tshuva unless he returns all the money. Yite loy ho eil momoin, Shem will definitely give him enough money. If any of the chaveh is not able to pay back to his chaveh, he had tzeh im chaloi. And he's also going to ask forgiveness and that chaveh be meichel. In other words, it's not possible. A person is never eliminated from tshuva. The since the condition of tshuva in order to chalitza is to repay the money which he took away, and he could tell it that he has enough money, Hashem will make him to be able to give enough money to give back.
Maybe he doesn't know who the person is, or he never has.
Well, then that's a different thing. But suppose he doesn't know who the person is. When this is very, many times I use this chalitza salvos. I use it for me. I use it for myself. Yeah, the question is about chayv. Owes a lot of money. You don't have to steal money for that. Loi v'roshu loi money owes money for owes money can't pay it back. It's also an avera. Loi v'roshu loi yishalim. Tommy doesn't pay back. If you really want to pay back money that you borrowed, you bought chayv. So that's the chayv b'sulvos. Everything about tshuva, you did the max that you can, because the Baruch Hu will bring you enough money to be able to pay back everyone. Not only pay back, and people will forgive you. Im heir al chavera begufa b'mumayinoi, and if you had damage to your chaver, bodily or monetarily, money wise, yachnis lo yaboyres borach v'liva rotsam b'chaver, because Baruch Hu will put in the heart of the chaver a desire and love to you, achim chol, a person will forgive you. Accepting the lifestyle of the person. First about tshuva, the Kodesh Baruch is accepting the derech of this man. What will Hashem do for him? As gam oivav, even his enemies, yashlim ito, able to make peace with him. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts him chayin, ahava v'rotzon, in his enemies. Im yirchak v'meni oshu, give the person whom he rapt, is distant away, far away. Yasmin aboyir is kaptzom. Kodesh Baruch Hu will be manipulated so they should be able to find each other and gather each other. Until the one who robbed him will be able to be nichnat him and should be able to forgive him. If he does know the many people whom he robbed, how much money he took away, and this is today very, very common shail in Eretz Yisrael, even in America too, but in Eretz Yisrael we have it a lot. The chaver becoming gangsters, ex-gangsters, ex-ganoven, dope addicts. They became Baal Tshuvas. Everything you find gewaltig about you. And they all come with a shayla, I robbed and stole so many people, I don't even know who and how much. How could I ever do you back after he paid everyone? There's many shaylas like that. What will Hashem do to that? Yofi koiso eil, because Baruch Hu will complete him. Lohitzim moinoi, that he should give out from his money to say, Alois koidelois. The well worthy institutions which are feeding and benefiting the public, like building bridges for the benefit of the public, or building water lines, which people will benefit from them, or make available water in places where there's no water. Is any comparable to making a shul, but anything which is a benefit to the public, he's going to do enough. He's going to repay enough for the public. Mishoshek, Misholoi Oshek. Until his tail is going to be Kolelus, he's going to help all people, those people who rabbed, even those people who didn't rabbed. And eventually, Kodesh Baruch Hu, circumstances so that somehow the person whom he rabbed should be the direct benefactor from his benefits which he's doing. He should be Mezakeh Sarabim. Bimio Misholoi Oshek. If the person whom he rabbed had died, they can't repay it. Yoshef HaMomel Yoshef Shem should make sure that the money is going to go back to his inheritance. And if he damaged the person in his body, or Shesipa Begnusa spoke Lashon HaHara on him, and he died already, his body al Kivrei. The same B'mamed HaSorben Olim should go on the Kivrei of this deceased person with 10 people, and should ask Shevide this and this and this thing, Yim Chalo Evoina, Vimochal Evoina, his sin is going to be, the rest of his sin is going to be forgiven. Moshe Omer Echumayin is Echayin, Vimochal Evoina, Vimochal Odam, it takes 10 people, put them on a kiva, puts them on a kiva, and says, Kotosel Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I sinned, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu will apply me there and to this person who is laying here, Shechabalti boy, I damaged him. Ein Atshiva Nimnasa Lochoyte, the only no tshuva could be withheld from a sinner, Eile Mitzat Rehmatzpina Betamso. The only thing which holds a tshuva is not the wickedness, the badness of his hidden part of his heart and the cheating part of the heart. Like people cheat themselves. The only thing which holds a tshuva is yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, that's the only thing. No Ter Dev Tshuva cannot go. If he really wants to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, lo yisoger shav tshuva b'fona, no gates of tshuva could be closed from him. Lo yimno eyu magia ilot monea, and nothing would come across of him which holds him back. Achu poiseach lo, Kodesh Baruch Hu opens up for him shar hayishro, an open gate, an open derech. Moir ori saderech atoyno. Because Baruch Hu makes sure that he teaches him the right way. Ibachazda v'tuvoy, with a great chesed, Moshneva, like Moshe says, Toi v'yoshar Hashem, because Baruch Hu is good and straight, Alken Deifu, because Hashem is Toi v'yoshar, Yoyrech Hatoim Badorech. He teaches the sinners in their way, in their path. In other words, when a person makes a derech tshuva, a person looks for a derech tshuva, to say achshar, the doif ke b'tshuva. The person is doif b'tshuva, and is a there's a closed shah, a closed gate, because he's not worthy, whatever, because Baruch is Paseach Shah. It's Yoyde Chatoim Adorach. Omer Posik says, Bekash Tem Shom Es Hashem Elokecho. You're going to look from there, Hashem, you got him, so you're going to find him. Kisidro Sheni, because you had searched for him. Why would you find him? Because you had searched for him, B'chol Avof, B'chol Avshach. And because Baruch is promising, Bekash Tem Shom Elokecho. Mishom means from that far, alienated, distant away. No matter how far you were, you're going to find Hashem. Umotos, you're going to find him. Why? Because Kesidr Shele b'chol levav cholav. If you gave your entire heart to find Hashem to the tshuva, Hashem promises you're going to find him. Similar, the Pesuk says, Ki korav elecho dover moed. Tshuva is very close to you. One says, korav Hashem l'chol koirav. Because Baruch is close to all of them who call out to him. However, one condition. Chol ha-shikru yi ve'emez. Only if you call out with truthness. You're not a hypocrite. And it says, Chazal says, "Ein emes ela teira." You have to call out to him with the condition of teira. Many people think I will do tshuva my way. I'm interpreting my way. I'm a nice person. No, kol hashikri be emes, ein emes ela teira. No saloni teiras emes. People want to do tshuva only with their limited emes. The way they see it, it's not l'chol koyrav. It's missing in the l'chol koyrav. It's not enough koyrim. Maybe there's not Korev Hashem. It says to B'chol HaShik, when is Korev Hashem B'chol Koyrav? And the key is B'chol HaShik, Rii Be'emes. Ikvar Ba'arti L'chochim M'chavis HaTshuva. Explain you, brother, from the old Chavis of Tshuva. Megilis L'chom Af Nachazor, and I told you already the way you should be Chavis of Tshuva. Ma'ash Yesh Botan Alecho. In all of this, which you have a Taina, and Ifsi Kuba Maslo Yisecho, and you have all kind of excuses. All the excuses have been eliminated for you. Since now I explained to you, and there's no excuses for you that you could do tshuva, he's asking you, Ma toimer mochol elehecho? What will you say to Marta Kodesh Baruch Hu? Sochalti, loy sochalto. If I made a mistake, I was a fool when you didn't. Oy toimer, what would you say? I was a fool when I didn't, when I made a mistake, I didn't. Oy toimer, what are you going to say? Sisi Masha Sisi, I did what I did, and you're there. And I didn't know what I did. What is the proper way to come to Hashem? You see, when there is no way of cure, so you must deny it. So you must deny what did you do. But there are so many beautiful ways of cure, and Hashem helps you. How should you speak to Hashem? Would you say to Hashem, I made a mistake when I shouldn't? Or would you say, I did what I did, and I don't know what? Matya Shiva Shiva Sudais, the Bliss of Ekni and the Sholim, of course, you're going to be asked. Of the shayla, did you make a mistake? Didn't you make a mistake? It's going to be asked all the shaylas because it's in our head to answer. He's asking us. Hochein a tshuva prepared the answer by Chumarichinoch. As long as he's still alive, he could still answer. Because all discussion will be asked better, prepare the answer. And Daochi should be, no, my brother. Katshuva azoi alzeh, the tshuva, the answer would be, in any oitis kimim aseinu. The tshuva that I want to become about tshuva is only being demonstrated through deeds. Lo midvorei, not from words, not from our words. The only way you could prove that you want to become a tshuva is shova. Just don't talk. Talk is cheap, you say. V'choshevim nafshecho, and make a little research in your nefesh. Tegir l'tzoy v'recho, that you should reach the desire of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. K'le'yasig atoy v'ayoyim, eila mamayel eilas. Nobody's going to reach, going to benefit from the good of the day. Only the one who is Ma'am and Ma'ahir Elaf, who is really how to say Ramaya? It's hurrying to it. It's really, it doesn't come easy. If you're not rushing to it, you're not going to reach it. You have to rush it. It's something. A priya kitzur. It's a fruit which grows out. No. What is the benefit from, what can you cure from any shortcoming of tshuva? What is tshuva? Tshuva is, when does a person not do proper tshuva? He's a little lazy. He's not rushing. What is the cure against laziness? Is acharota. Regretting. Keep regretting what you have done, and that's going to keep you alert that you should rush to the tshuva. Hokitzochi, wake up my brother. Mishnas patyutcho, on the sleep of your foolishness, of your own. Have mercy on your nefesh. Shehanich bedesh ebegdoinis obayetzlach, which is the most important respectful part which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. The most important respectful part in you is the nefesh. Have mercy on you. Ekamo en havat mosal tilvene ikvaze, you're going to hold back not to rescue your nefesh. Kvar kulisi amecho. You already finished your life. You left up so many years. B'ritzoin tavoscho, with all the desire of your personal desires, of your taibas. Kashi yasa evedora, like the bad servants does. Chalasoshi v'lachava shor yamecho. Will you also drew now the left of your life? B'ritzoin berecho. Go against the rosa v'kosh barucho. You've done enough. You wasted enough time. You spoiled enough of your time. You want to draw the balance? Kvaridat, you know, kimei odam k'tzorim. The days of a person is very short. This is short, but it's sofik yoyser kotz. It's going to be definitely less alive than you had till now. Kuma shomer of sin zayach vav, like the Chazal tell us, hayom kotzor. The day is getting shorter and shorter. Am locha merubo. And the world gets more and more. And the truth of the matter, as older we get, the yom gets more kotzor. And the melocha becomes more merubo. A young person does not realize there is so much work to do. But the older you become, the practically become, the knowledgeable you become, then you really find out how much is there still to do. But the more you find out how much is there more to do, less the time there is to do it, less the koyach there is to do it. So you're almost in this paradox. As the young kotzer v'amlocha meruba. Hoyse locho ochi, ruach yekor v'nirberes. Brother, you have possessed a very expensive, respectful ruach, soul. What did you do with it? You respected with that ruach the oil mazeh, and it's this shameful vakola which gets destroyed. And you abandon totally behind you those which you left to you. Lift your ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nichbot, from the oil ram to the high dwelling place. Lift your ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu back. The respectful dwelling place, Mokam a place Asher Loitzi Shapal No Ruchos Oyla Seil of Lab. Lift your ruach back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the ruchos once is being bore there, they're never going to be thrown down. Loitzi Mokam is a place Asher Loitzi Shapal No Ruchos. The ruchos never going to be thrown down. Oyla Seil of Lab. Those who go out there forever. Usmayer and do it fast. Boy Chara Chua Pesuach. When the gates of Chua is still open. Vakabola Vakapora Metsuya. And the acceptance of tshuva and the forgiveness of the sin is available. Moshe Omer of course said, "Dir si Hashem, go search and ask out for Hashem. Behi matzai, as long as Hashem is still here with you, Koru, call out to Him. Yes, because He's still close to you. My Rochi, brother, wake up, do it fast. Don't delay it. Mahir, make it fast. Koydem boy, pachducho, before it's going to come to fear." Because when a person dies, it's a fearful day. Because you're not secure that you're going to live in one day. How do you know that this is not your last day? Search into your nefesh, Ion, and research Sheyoyos, which is past, which is appropriate for you. I mean, make the research, make the analysis, make the evaluation, something which is coming, which is belonging to you, something which is fast for you, to your level. The year shokulim sichlecho, balance it with your intellect. Don't do a lower standard tshuva than your intellect is. Give yourself totally over. If anyone wants to get close to the Rosh Hashanah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. One night he's going to go in Minah Pesach Hatzar, from the small door, she comes to Menach Chassidim HaSoivim, which the old Chassidim, which they don't mind carrying Soivim, the Soivim, all kinds of Yisurim. There's a little opening, what he's pushing himself through, this little opening, which all the other Chassidim, which they struggle, they go through. We could learn in the Kavei HaToivim, all of us are hoping for the best, Kodesh Baruch Hu will respond with good. Who will reach this accomplishment? Of those who really rush for it. Harotzim Odov. Harotzim. Those who. Odov means forever. Harotzim, those who want Odov. Excuse me. Harotzim. Those who. Rosh for that, but Rotzim Odov, and those who desire his everlastingness. Odov Rosh Adei Ad. Who will really accomplish this mission? Only those people who are rushing and they want the everlastingness. Kumash Amir Chachmein Zuchel Zuchel Chazal tell us, Ave Aska Nome, it should be chutz, it should be strong like a tiger, the Kal Kanesh, the light like an eagle. Rotzke Tzvi, run like a deer, the Kigibar Kari, be strong, a giver like a lion. All of these things should be used for one thing. To the desire of you, Father in heaven. What does he want? Come back. Come home. Roma David said, Chashti. I hasted myself. I mean, I rushed myself. I didn't hold back. In other words, you see, it's making in tshuva, it's making big emphasis on Mehiris and Zrizis. No answers. This is one of the key to tshuva. Because tshuva, we all wake up for tshuva. We all want, we all desire. But what is cooling off time? You come to a shiur, you heard something. And you think, oh, I have to do in this area, I have to make a commitment, I have to do this, I'm going to think about it, you know, really, I'm on the way. And then if you don't do immediately something, boom,
yeah.
Time.
And
you
have to be
after Elu Tshuva. After means now. The area of now is the Tshuva. Choshevim Nafshecho. Think with your nefesh, your boish, be baracho, and be embarrassed in front of you, creators. You should be embarrassed to conduct your life with the Baruch Hu the way you don't want. It's like when how do you conduct your life with Hashem? Something which you don't want, a person should conduct his life with you like that. You know, if a little guy from the servants of the Melech, a little person, will anger you, will make you mad, will embarrass you. If this is a little bureaucrat, you know, a politician, will anger you, what will you do? You're going to become nichnatem. You're going to ask him, you should forgive you, you should promise him the onshore that he shouldn't punish you. Even a little bureaucrat you're afraid of. Imkil shosel the altar that he's a weak nothing, the bureaucrat is nothing. If the minister will be angry at you, or the melech himself, is a lot of shit to my levakish mechilos, so you're gonna go fast to ask his mechila. Metoch is with tshuva olaf, and you're gonna do everything to the tshuva and the tzoy, so to ask forgiveness. Meir also, because you had a faith, mehir is on shit, he shouldn't fastly punish you. The quality data, you know, if you'll show some aside, the ability exists, well, you know, the melech cannot do anything unless Hashem lets him do it. And even then, you're afraid, you have to do ishtamnus to everything, to ask forgiveness. Kuma shomer chochem palgemaim leit melech. Just like the water which split is the heart of a king. We had Hashem in the hands of Hashem, but whatever Hashem wants, so will he dent the heart of the melech. Just like water is being conducted, you make a line, so water comes the way you let him. So it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu letting the heart of a melech. Im kolos malchusoy. When also his malchus comes to end and tishas memshalta, he loses his memshala. Vishalkus libe vetir dosu v'ktasa dvori miktosa, and he gets busy with any other area. So there's many reasons why not to be fearful of a melech. He can do what he wants to do, he may die any day, and he could be busy in other things. And he could even forget, all of a sudden he just forgot about it. Many things could happen the melech shouldn't remember. Many things which the melech doesn't realize, things which is visible, even things which is hidden, of course he doesn't realize. The immediate cause, and also, you know, all this thing that this melech is not capable of hurting you, is not in self-control. Ein Chumis Achen Avakish Mimene Mechila. Therefore, in Kozash, you are not delaying asking for Mechila, Avoyin Chulamar, Alma Shitzede Kabli Mecho. You're rushing yourself that he should accept you and he should forgive you. You know, he should accept you. Even also, you know that he's very far away, possible that he could punish you. Eichlai Neva Shochi, how shall we not, my brother, be embarrassed before Einu, from our Kodesh Baruch, from our Creator? Hamashke Bechiluk Salamister Valaniglo. On the hidden things of the day, just like, of the hidden things of a person, just like on the open things. We must say, Machshavas saying, looks at our Maisim, looks at our Machshavas. Ashley Sabbath of Shikhwala Loma, he could never forget, it's never going to be eliminated, everything's being documented. And nothing will be matri, nothing will be chased with Dova. The Emor is Medina, and you can't escape from his din. It's one of the things that the Silas Hashorim brings in the Cheshboinus, that we have to know there's going to be not one thing which is not going to be bought on din if he didn't do tshuva. Not even a machshava though. Everything is being documented. Ein kitz l'malchus, and there's no end to his kingdom, Shenita. Shenitem all of that you should be able to look away, and it's achar mikon alav that you should delay to come back to Meshuvah of the return to. The end on Yodim is Kitzain, we don't ever know when is our end of the day. It's a tachos mina suveni, we never know when comes the end of the measurement of our days. Ve'ilu hoyo odar mazir anshe kiru anshe medina. Imagine a person comes and warns the whole city, or the whole government, the whole country. Yoimer, and he would warn them. Bnei odam, people, wake up. Hayunu choynim, vira adin in soil o'ilam abo. There's a trip. They have been taken oil mabo. Ki yishaych oti poket mekem b'chayrish hazeh. Because definitely one person will die this month. And anyway, the oil is so much. And I'm telling you, who is the one who's dying? Any min adin is not the poket. I'll call echot shim mehem shenokon amovet shut the parents of. Imagine you come in to 10 people, to a group of people. He says, listen, one of you definitely going to die this month. Get ready. But you're not telling which one. One of 10, one of 20, one of 100. But one of this congregate, definitely going to die this month. That's what everyone does. Everyone will do tshuva. Maybe I'm the one. Miyira, because of Rechem, Yehu, Ha'ishahi, maybe he's the one who's dying. But Ve'echlon, Yeklon, Mechainim, how should we not be all prepared? Loi to him, and Achdeloi, when we see Kamovis, Mechochosh, Mechovis is there every month. Mechomokom, every place. Mechala, Mishpar, Abin, Nechaim. It's all of us. Does a month go by, a month that somebody doesn't die? If a month goes by, we don't even know. So, maybe it's you. Well, I mean, Adin, it's proof it's already in the Shinir, Allah should say, we should be afraid of ourselves, every month. In Nachshav Adin Yoneinu, we should make a search on our Yonamit, say, to say, our preparation based on Adinu for our future coming, Koyde Mesa Tzorech, and before the time will come, for Yom Echad, even one day, Kmo Shalom Yisrael, and Chulach, as the Chazal tell us. One day before you die. And everybody says, at all times should you clothes be white. Always. That's the tachrichim. Says, be prepared. Be always white. Be always ready to die. Be always ready to be on call.
If someone has a little bit of death and he's a thinker, he can't go out to do anything at all. Then. I mean,
because he goes out to think, is also Yiddishkeit. Again, if he thinks like that, so why do you have to go? So why are you going on? Because it's also the Rotsa Lashem. It's also the Rotsa Lashem.
Someone to do tshuva for it. It's a thing. And if you don't think, then but if you really think it's worth the heart, you just don't want to move. You don't want to sit and do tshuva all day.
Well, who says then you're going out to work, you can't do tshuva? See, again, we almost, see, the Yitzhar always comes and makes us to run to extremes. But who says how are you doing tshuva? Doing tshuva is, wherever you go, whatever you do, all day long, you could be in a process of tshuva. And nobody should even notice. It could be normal business, it could be a normal husband, it could be a nice guy, it could smile. And Chosei Tzalosar before the Losar Beliba. That's what the Chosei Tzalosar says. Tzalosar is one of his poor faces, always tzahalik, always simple, always smiling. The Losar is sadness, his Beliba is in his heart. What means? It doesn't mean sad, absolute. It means, Losar means his evil, his chator, chodosar, like this only. He's always in the process of tshuva. Actually, what it means a person has to be in an ongoing process of tshuva all times. And how do you know it's all? Because every time something is happening, you always remind yourself, why did it happen? There's no coincidence. No coincidence. The commercial honor is a chayim v'lechom shuvim, echad v'lechom shuvim, do tshuva one day before you die. Chol is v'lech l'vedim. Chal b'yisrael sichlokom. Go research which the advantage of your seichel. Vakorosko. With your advantage of your knowledge, with your comprehension, birur, clarity, zeh, this clear to be mashat or evinach, which you see with your eye, the birur mashiagel chazel sechel, with the clarity which people tell you. Val titche, sichlecho, ibinoscho, don't delay your sechel and your understanding. Kikwa nefer mesederet, kiloboidis borech alavod, alavod of toivois. It says mesederet to us, kiloboidis borech kudish borech is good to his servants. Kiloboidis borech alavod of toivois, kudish borech gives toivois for his servants, in mikabel oison, if you're gonna act, if a kushbol, if you kavlu oison, if it will be accepted, yinuchu, yinuchu, it's gonna be okay, yinuchu be, im yishuv and olof. Kiloboy is gonna kavod of toroi, so. Whatever said, he said, Kiloboyd is Borach Halavod of Toibas. Because Borach had given to his servants Toibas. What does it mean Toibas? He gave him Seichel, he gave him wisdom. Even Kabloy said, you're going to accept the wisdom and use it properly. Yinuchu. They're going to get peaceful. Yinuchu bet, that's going to settle them. Even Yeshuv and Olav, if they're going to return this gift to Hashem, give it back to Hashem, not using it, Yilatana Salem, then they're going to be a tine against him. How come you didn't use that? Then you're gonna be revenged too. Now, because Baruch Hu gave you this gift, use it. If you don't use it, there's gonna be a tine against you. How come it didn't used? Then you're gonna be punished. But why is Baruch Hu gave you such a beautiful gift? Give you the intellect, which is chokhmo, tvuno, and das. Some no chob behind Yisrael zilosecho. Make an advantage with this. An advantage over somebody else. He's Zohar, be very careful, Shloshim Natan Alecha, that the Chokhmah Dun HaTvash shouldn't be an accusation against you. When a person comes back to the world, what will be accused? How come I didn't do Tshuva? How come I didn't do this? How could I? Didn't I give you Chokhmah Dun HaTvash? Das? Didn't I give you Chabad? Chokhmah Dun HaDas? I gave all this. I gave all this to use it to come back to me, and you neglected it.
And it's going to be the category against you.
And more than this, we're using the Chokhmah Bina Das for other things, even to Machas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. We use it for worldly things. We use it to excuse ourselves. The Torah is out of the Shul. Kvar Heir Ois Chal Derech HaShul Kodesh Baruch Hu woke you up to this bright path. Vah Heir Ois Hu teach you in Sif Toi Boscho the path of goodness, Lachem Lerech Hu, in order to have mercy on your Anel Chol At and to lead you slowly in life. Kodesh Baruch Hu had not wanted for you, didn't accept you that you should continue with your stupidity. You should hold on to your rebellion. And the Lechus Imchor Kodesh Baruch Hu went to Alderech HaChesed with a chesedic way. Asher Yislav, which is appropriate to Mechem Losoi, that his mercy, Rachma Albriyov, he has mercy on his creatures, Kama Shara Posik says, Tovi Yosher Hashem. Because Kodesh Baruch Hu is Tovi Yosher Akeher Kotem Badorech, Kodesh Baruch Hu is conducting, leading your way in Tshuva. Ikvar koro ois chunaat, Kodesh Baruch Hu called you slowly. Belosh Rako with the soft voice. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls out to you. Slowly, you know, not in a panicky way, not in a hysteria way. And Belosh Rako with the soft voice, come back, come home, I love you, come. And you didn't listen, if you didn't hear this voice, Achar Kartana Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to Chachas Vachloma, comes with chastising, with rebuk, and with embarrassment. All of a sudden you get difficulties, you get embarrassments in life. Comes Achma Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you didn't listen to that, even that you ignored, Achis Osuba Anshoy, then he starts punishing you, then you're getting hurt. And everything is done, Kedesh Toshiv Olav, in order you should to return the smile after the Olav. You should fast, come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As I think I said it here once. When Chazal say, Ein Odom Loikres Boy Melamata, Ein Odom Achris Olav Malam, there's a call. There's a call. Yisurim is a call from above. And if the Gemara says Sechodum Yisurim, what is a call? Because what is Yisurim? If you want to make a telephone call, you're reaching in your pocket, you want to get out a quarter, you got out a dime, it's called Yisurim. What does Chazal want to say here? It's a call from above. If we are alert to the language of Hashem, the way Hashem communicates with us, is anything that happens not in the way you expect to happen is a call from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Noikev et boi melamata. Anything. At the Gemara Sechodum Yisurim is a call. That's what it's first Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to you softly, come back. Doesn't hear it, he starts yelling at you, he's embarrassing. He doesn't hear it, he starts giving with this little call, home call. And then, and all of a sudden, he doesn't eat it. Said the Moshe, you know, when imagine, the wife gets a call from the Shviger, I'm coming to you. And the house is a total mess. Total mess. He's very much embarrassed. He says, no, but don't come. He says, no, I come to you anyway. She makes it, I'm not home. She starts ringing the bell. She's not answering. She rings, doesn't answer. And finally, she starts knocking on the door. She doesn't answer. Afraid she maybe should push open the door. She starts putting up chairs and table next to the door to make sure it shouldn't come in. And the mother-in-law gets even more petrified. What's going on here? I mean, I know she's home. How come she doesn't mind? Maybe she fainted. She starts pushing. She's pushing back. And finally, she breaks down the door. And she's inside. The janitor says, hi, mom. How are you doing? So what am I doing? Why didn't you answer my doorbell? Why didn't you answer my knock? And to break down the door, and I say, hi, mom. But exactly what's happening with us? When Hakadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, wants to bring us, we don't even ignore his calls. Here we get a dime instead of a quarter, and then we're getting difficulty, and then we're getting two texts, and then after we're getting a call, and then we're getting this. It's not him, we're just, you know, ignoring him. Chas v'shalom, when he breaks down the door, somebody gets sick in the family, the doctor said, there's no cure. Oh, you're a boy, you should help. Hi, mom. You're so kind, so chesed. Yes, I'm kind of chesed. I'm calling out to you for months. I give all these little hints. Little things. Why don't you wake up? My Rochi, Rosh up my brother. Hurry up. My Lahazin Eilof. Hurry up to listen to him. Listen, sometimes Hazona means, you know, Hazona means that it's a very low voice. And you have to really. Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks to us in a very low voice in order not to hurt us. The little signs, the little Yisurim Lach, wake up to those. Like a Mayer advances up, Lahazin Eilof, to listen. Listen to the voice of Hashem, but don't go away, then get attached. You're going to save so much tragedy and so much other problems. Ubechal and Afshacho choose for your life, Masha Bochalachalach, which God had chosen for you. Ure Tzela, Masha Rotzim Remeno, Babarech, and want what God wants from you. Valtiviacha Atzel and Hotlova, don't let your laziness take it easy on those things. Kim take your Afshacho Ben Echo, if you're going to take light, your life in your eyes. What's going to be respected? If your own life is not respected, if you don't hurry for your own life, what else will be the respect that you're going to go for? Be zoir. Be careful. Maybe, you know, your heart is going to carry you away and going to think, they're going to tell you. Ato now, you're going to tell all the sudden, you're going to tell you. Ato now, achre oirech yisalmusi, so long I had not looked towards Hashem. The Khalifus Rav Yomai, when most of my days passed by. Now, Oshiv El Elohim, now I'm going to return to Kodesh Baruch Hu, back to the cross, I'm going to ask his forgiveness. How is it possible? But Oish Toshiv Olaf, what should you answer to such a thought? Moshe Omer Anovi Bin Yazak, the Novi says, Shuv Rosh HaMirishosoi. When the Rosh is returning from his riches, Shuv Tzadik Metzit Konsoi, all the posing Yecheskel there, when he says, when the Tzadik returns from things, answer him. Everything speaks about Shuva. Yes, because Bochum wants you now. According to Shiva, Zakat Moim Lodon, the Rishonim made a motion that a person should be ordered like a Moine Kesef. He had money, he had coins. Well, you tell your Chlaver Benor, you're going to go through a big river. Because Omer Asfasanor is a center of the river edge, a bank. He should have a Moine Kesef, threw in the money in order to go through on him. If Shekiva Asfasanor, they wanted to stop the water, he wanted to breed the dam, to build. A dam, some walkway in the water through the money. He's keeping money. He shlicham kulam, and he threw in all the money. Chutz me'echad shishwa, and he left one left dollar boy coin has been left in his hand. But when he came out of the water didn't stop. All the money is wasted, and still can't go through. Kasher, okay, and he saw that he lost all his money and didn't accomplish anything. Omer the malach echad said to one who had a little ship in the Shemino, which was there. Kach Zadak, take this last money in my hand, carry me through the ship. First he wants to go through on his own. He doesn't take the advice of Chazal, how to go through life, how to do tshuva. So he throws all his best valuables, and nothing happens. Finally, he has been left the last money. Then you see a malach, he sees a man in a ship. He's carrying a ship like a boat. He says, please, you know, take this last coin, carry me through. Also malach came, and the man did so. And then you reach this destiny, the dark way Hashem should be the last resource of Shetiyah. And he accomplished the last coin more than with all the coins she threw into Novi did nothing. kilo lo yibat mimo. But if he accomplished it, it's like I didn't lost anything. Finally got to his destiny. Came Bala Tshuva, so it's also about Tshuva. Shekilo Rav Yom Avizilu Savoyle Savoyle. Or Tshuva, which he wasted most of his life not to do what Hashem wants. Because she asked Tshuva, Achasum, if he does Tshuva, his last days, Yim Chaboyle, the last day, the last coin, because Bok is going to pull him through. From all these bad things which Yimroi Masa Kol Yom, Kvon Shara Pusis is called Peshor, Asher Oso Rizokhra, all the bad things she done will not be remembered. Vokol Chato Yisrichot Yom Yisrichan Eloi, nothing will be reminded. In the last coin, the last minute of her life, could, a person could go through. Please don't be angry at me that I woke you up and spoke to you a little bit tough. You know, it reminds me of those things. Because you lived long without recognizing. I didn't meant you, I meant myself. I didn't spoke to you. So don't get angry, don't get embarrassed. I spoke to you rough, I spoke to myself. I happened to speak loud. So you listened in. It's your problem. You shouldn't have listened. You shouldn't wake up 5:30 in the morning to come to Shir. Listening by the Chayv Salovas, he's chastising himself. He says, I spoke to myself. He called on the Emes. Give yourself over to truth, Vatilal. Don't run away from the truth. And be moided to Kodesh Baruch Sheir, Oyschul Mashal, that thank Hashem, which he woke you up to those which you did not do. Vatilal Koyrech is Amis Alosso, Hamel Chotana, Vatilal Amaslo. Don't use this argument, the fact that you went for so long by life and forgetting and not doing it. Because every time we say it, all these things come from the Yetzer, Mitzvah de la Roshan, they trap people, Asher Karosum Chalusha, which we have a weak comprehension. You know, the Yetzer comes with the stupid tainas. You were so old, you did so many things, now you're going to do it. The last coin, you're going to go through the river. Elohim HaSemeinim HaRamaharim Eilav HaShovim Olav Odav Elev Shov Rachma V'om HaKosh Baruch Hu should put us from those who are hasting ourselves to return to Him. HaShovim Odav Elev Shov will bring back their heart with a full heart. His great mercy, Amen. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be able to fully utilize the tshuva, this beautiful gift which Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, without any excuse. He talks nicely to himself, eh? He's asking for
why does that help? When the Malkut says it, somebody says, I'm speaking to myself, the Kulatalis, you know, the head, I'm talking to myself, but then, you know, why does that help as opposed to saying, you know,
because who am I to tell you? Every person has to talk to himself, you have to speak. He's speaking loud, so you're listening in. The truth of the matter is that Vorim Yoytzim in Alev, Nechnosim Alev, Shatat Yoytzim in Alev. If it goes out from your heart, because you're speaking to yourself, you're taking your heart into consideration, then Nechnosim Alev. But anyone is not more than a lecturer, like a professor in college, is lecturing mathematicians, you're lecturing children. You go to the seminar, lecturing children. It's nothing. If it's not, you are not the candidate, you will never make anyone but you. It's not Yoytzim in Alev, it's not speaking to your heart. You can't bring in anyone that's in the town. That's a fact.
He says it at the end, in the beginning, so you could become the high level Baal Tshuva.
What?
You would think he would give this mussar in the beginning of Shara Tshuva. But he says, not prevent you from reaching Tshuva a different way? From his levels of doing Tshuva. This mussar, he says, over then.
The whole mussar which you notice, what's the whole emphasis in mussar, which he says, don't be lazy. Because, you know, you agree with all my arguments. You agree with everything. So what is holding back? Tomorrow. Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm on the way. You know, pick yourself up. It's just like you see something and grab it. Don't delay. Delay is the biggest enemy of a tshuva. That's the whole. Atom, it's now. Ain't atom, ain't a tshuva. Tshuva has to be spontaneously. Never let go of anything. And every time something happens, the slightest little thing, you get a cramp on your feet. Tshuva. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chodesh the Psycho Vishisha Prokim. It will be divided into pre-first and sex. Prokim is a Pesach Hashar. Omar HaMachaber. Yitnit Shokodim HaMarei Begidu Achivet Mehayo. Because the previous Shar, we learned about the Gedorim, all the condition of Tshiva, and all the conditions of Tshiva. Bohoya Cheshbin HaMarei Peshechot Mehayo. One of the conditions to be able to become a Baal Tshuva, to make a cheshbon on nefesh. Like, when you go repaying debt, you owe somebody something, and you go to repay your debt, first thing you have to know how much you have to pay. And you say in English, make it for rechelet. You know how do you say make for rechelet in English? You go make an accounting. Okay. And since in order to be able to pay back with your tshuva, one of the conditions was to make an accounting, so therefore,
Send me a bill.
Give me the bill. Therefore, I made cheshbon nefesh right close to tshuva. because this perek chesed nefesh has of those things which is new mashiach, but the kolos of shnei olam, because the kantish has two things in this world and world to come. Kama shav lo dovid of shul v'agivin merach seret. Chashavti drochai. I thought, I analyzed my drochem, v'shiva raglai erid asechot. Because I analyzed my drochem, therefore I returned my feet to your edus, to your mitzvahs. In other words, my evaluation of my drochem caused it that v'shiva raglai erid asechot, I brought back your mitzvah, my feet to my mitzvah. We have to explain six things. However, here is a very, very burdensome, problematic thing. It's true that Cheshbon Nefesh is one of the term of tshuva. As Tovid Amarok says, Hoshavti Drocha B'Shiva Raglai. So Cheshbon Nefesh should be before tshuva. Before tshuva, we should make a Cheshbon Nefesh, not after that. Right? He makes Cheshbon Nefesh after tshuva. Of course, the Quran says by Cheshbon Nefesh is connected to tshuva, because without Cheshbon Nefesh, you can't do the proper tshuva. As David Melech says, because it's very, it's my drochem, therefore Shiva Ragla. But why is it after? Cheshbon Nefesh should be before tshuva. So, with anyone.
We spoke about tshuva, he spoke about doing it quickly. It's like a blitz. Tshuva sometimes comes
in. We spoke about all the many darkest in tshuva, the protom in tshuva. In a sense, since tshuva needs a Cheshbon Nefesh, therefore Cheshbon Nefesh should be next to tshuva. Next, should be before tshuva. Make a Cheshbon Nefesh. No, you should be able to do tshuva. The answer is, you can't make a Cheshbon Nefesh if you're Balchoyte. In order to make a Cheshbon Nefesh, to that you also need tshuva. First in concept, you have to be about tshuva. You have to want to be about tshuva. The minute, in order that a Cheshbon Nefesh should make you about tshuva, it's not going to go. Take a guy from the street and set him down and say, listen, let's make a Cheshbon Nefesh. We help him. What are you accomplishing? It's not going to make him about tshuva. Because first of all, to make a Cheshbon, you have to be objective. But to be objective, you have to be about tshuva. So first you have to become about tshuva to make a Cheshbon Nefesh. However, once you made a Cheshbon Nefesh, then you fulfill the norm of the real tshuva. And that is the answer, because tshuva is not the one act, one deed. So that's one thing, you know, a shakult lizav. Okay, Baruch Hashem is more than mitzvah. Tshuva is an ongoing mitzvah. Tshuva is an extended mitzvah. This is the, I think therefore we call it Baal Tshuva. You hear a new pshat in Baal Tshuva. Just like you have a Baal Simcha. Somebody's marrying off a child. It's a Baal Simcha. It's a minute Baal Simcha. No. You possess a Simcha. You own the Simcha. It's an ongoing Baal Simcha. Baal Hanachosim. He's the Baal of this state. It belongs to him. He always holds on to it. Tshuva is touch. Baal Tshuva. He's holding on to the tshuva. He's a balabosan tshuva. It's not he did it in fact, in China, finish, I did it already. It's not, there's no baal of tefillin. There's no baal matzahs. It's a mitzvah. It's a baal tshuva.
It's a baal tefillin.
Baal tefillin, yeah, because David Melech says, I need tefillin, I'm a shtikl davener. David Melech also says, I need tefillin. David says, the chet is always front of me. This means I'm always a baal tshuva. Now we understand, of course, tshuva needs Cheshbon Nefesh. Cheshbon Nefesh needs tshuva. So you have to do tshuva in order to make Cheshbon Nefesh. And then you have to make Cheshbon Nefesh through by because you start making more tshuva in order to complete the tshuva. It's Heine Hach.
We had the one style Baal Tshuva before. So he had he gave Cheshbon Nefesh to him. That's what brought him to tshuva. This evaluation that he's about to give in Cheshbon Nefesh. That the second and third one hadn't made the Cheshbon Nefesh yet.
No, forget. After it does tshuva, he's a Baal Tshuva. The Baal Tshuva conditions him to make a Cheshbon Nefesh. And makes a Cheshbon Nefesh. So the tshuva which he started, which is ongoing doing, comes stronger and stronger.
Mm-hmm. And you can have Elul and Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. Maybe the Maaseh do Cheshbon Nefesh first, and then you do, and then.
We've spoken about many times you're waiting to Tilyon Kippur to the final tshuva. No, you continuously do tshuva. It's on long going tshuva. The tshuva gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It climaxes at Tilyon Kippur. It's a new tshuva. You're doing tshuva. And forget, Yom Kippur is the tshuva after Cheshbon Nefesh. take a service by tshuva, like all cheshbon efesh, not climax of tshuva.
But that's the thing, that is after cheshbon.
Yeah, but the tshuva starts before cheshbon.
Oh, but then the tshuva first started in el, and then...
El is also cheshbon efesh. The two things goes head by head.
Yeah.
But he says tshuva needs cheshbon efesh, so after tshuva needs cheshbon efesh, why don't you start with cheshbon efesh? So I say, because he starts a real objective cheshbon efesh without the initiative tshuva, first you have to initiate tshuva. And then the tshuva should become deeper and deeper. Now, the Baal Tshuva also is growing in tshuva. The tshuva, the longer it is about tshuva, the deeper the tshuva becomes. The more meaningful the tshuva becomes. That's obviously the pshat. We don't know the environment of Baal Cheshbon Nefesh Shishen Yonim. We have to explain how the Cheshbon Nefesh six accomplishments. So, the first is Ma Cheshbon. What? Ma Ha Cheshbon Im Ha Nefesh. What is the Cheshbon with the Nefesh? Shein Im Ha Cheshbon Kov Zodom Shuvim Loi. Is it the same for every person? Every person has the same style. How many divided eponyms are conditioned styles is the cheshbon nefesh? Is it one style or the person himself has few styles? What is the fourth matter of the cheshbon? What do we accomplish with the cheshbon? If a person has to think with his nefesh continuously, in loy. How much does the person which ma'asim has to be supported by the cheshbon? It's all the ma'asim. Which ma'asim?
How you define nefesh here?
Okay. What is the nefesh? I mean, I said it many times since we spoke about it in the early part of the Lent Chani Salvavas. Who are you? Who are you debating with? Who makes the cheshbon? A man is put together from two elements, from a guf and from a neshama. Are you guf? You're not a guf. Because the guf is a dead element. If there's no neshama, the guf is dead. It's a dead body, a behemoth. The neshama is not you. The kind of neshama should start to be toidri. The neshama doesn't sin. And so the guf doesn't sin. The guf cannot sin without the neshama. And the neshama doesn't want to sin. So who are you? Who is responsible? There's a third one, which is called the nefesh. That's the ruach. That's the ruach. That's the element of you that you have been given the intellect, and you have the awareness of these two possessions that you have. That you have a body, you have a guf and a neshama, and for you to choose who you want to be with, and you have to do a continuous cheshbon with you, whom I'm living with, whom I'm identifying with, either with my guf and either with my neshama. That's the nefesh. The nefesh is the real one, which is not pointable, you can't, it's not tangible. It's not the guf, it's not the neshama. That's what Ramchal explains. There's a third part, that's the ruach of the person, that's the nefesh of the person. So the cheshbon can go to the guf, what do you want from the guf? He's a behemoth. Can go to the neshama, the neshama is a tzaddik. So what are you going to? You're going to your nefesh, which he has the right of bechira to identify himself at table with whoever he wants. He's the nefesh. So you have to make cheshbon your nefesh. Don't make a cheshbon to your neshama. In the Shema, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no point in making cheshbon with your guf alone, because your guf is a dead body. The guf says, what do you want from me? I cannot do something. A guf is a car. A car only drives when you drive him. Guys, a guf only drives when you drive him. So obviously there's a driver who holds the steering wheel. He is the driver. He is the one responsible. And that driver is the nefesh. Very Grishan. Avar cheshbon nefesh. What is the cheshbon you have to make with nefesh yishtadlo sona ben yonah teyre osay? And a person has to be mishtadlo is in yonah finis teyre by lomai and his world beinah ben sichlai. He says it very clearly, just cheshbon ima nefesh hu, the cheshbon that you do with your nefesh yishtadlo sona odam ben yonah teyre osay. When a person is mishtadlo in yonah finis teyre by lomai and in yonah finis this world dash mitzirachnias beinah ben sichlai, which is sechel. Kedei sheyeda bezei shenu amar sheyesh lo mar sheyesh lo bin ha-choyves. He should evaluate everything which he has, which he's using this word. Sheyesh lo bin ha-choyves. Does he have those who is required to do? Or not? the Kvar is Eroni Azeh Anovi Olav Asholam, and the Novi already warned us on that. Mama says, Da'atu Hayon, you should know, Asher Boise Elav Avecho, and bring it into your heart, Keshem Yerakim. Now, which part is the Cheshbon? The Da'atu or the Asher Boise? Really not the both. The real accomplishment is not in the Vedata, because you see many times there is a Vedata, if you like it or not, in the Asher Boise. Am Yisrael was a Vedata. Am Yisrael Yotze Mitzrayim was a Dor Deo. Dor, it was a Dor Deo. If you liked it or not, they all knew. The Vedata was all there. They showed it. What was missing? They made a Meraglim. They made the Eger. The Asher Boise Levavecho. They didn't take the idea and took it into the heart. The heart is the Nefesh. The chooser. If the heart, the real essence of a person's life is not in Seichel, halochadik, the essence of life is in Lev, because that's the Nefesh. And the Bechira is what Shavoy Shalom Avecho, take that idea and bring it in. So it's today. I mean, you could take a guy, Shom Black and White, Keshem Elokim, Vedato Yom Keshem Elokim, you're not fulfilling any mitzvah, because that's a fact. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one of the most fundamental things which people don't know, unfortunately. It's one of the biggest tamaratzes. In the Sodis and Ashkofa, which you have in the Torah world and the Chassidish world, they have the absolutely vaguest idea. You have to know that if somebody would have said, V'data Yom Keshem Elokim, even though Hashem is Elokim, accomplished everything. He didn't accomplish nothing. Because this is something which is obvious, you don't think about it. Because Baruch is available to be known, just like he was available by Yetzir Mitzrayim. That's one. Every seminar is V'data Yom. That's the point. The whole seminar works on Vidato Ayon. If you should apply this Vidato, make a cheshmit in Nefesh, are you living up to that idea? That's up to you, Bechira. That no seminar could do. So I give him the Vidato. And that Vidato is always available. He commits his Vashvois for the Vecho, Keshem Elokim. What am I doing with the Mora Vashulam?
The tshuva comes first sometimes also.
Also to Vashvois for the Vecho.
Yeah. And then you have the idea afterwards. I mean, first you don't have all the ideas before you do tshuva.
Of course, it means there's always some idea which you could do. By the way, now you're in some way.
Not seven nishma. I mean,
therefore you have to be always about tshuva. Why do you have to be always about tshuva? Because there's you never platoon in your idea. The more you live, the more your idea have to be added. And all the idea which has to be added has to be shoyser of a becho. That's the tshuva. So the first stage of Baal Tshuva, there's some minimal idea, and with that idea is the Shoyser Levavecho. But as it goes on, get the idea grows, every part of the idea grows, has to become a further Baal Tshuva, has to be Shoyser Levavecho, so ongoing. Without a Yom, I mean, the Rambam brings it down, that's the Alocha. The first Alocha in Rambam, Sodei Seiris Amudah Chochmas, Leida, Sheyesha Motzor Yishayin. Leida is that the Rambam, Ideas Dover Zeis Mitzvah Sesed Reiser. And it brings down in the previous halacha there, in halacha gimel halacha dalet, zeh ma shekoyis sheyesh ha-toyre metzavel v'dat ha-yom asher v'yisrael levavecho. L'chayre, Yisus ipshat, zot mitzvah leida, to know. Ha-kavod zeh ha-toyre metzavel, dat ha-yishuno v'asher v'yisrael levavecho, bring it into Ha-Keshem Elokim. I know, it's not yoytze, if it's just there is an idea, a professor, you know, but you're not reacting, not boicher in that idea. That's the cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon nefesh is always the balance. It's a infinite. Chachmosa meribe memasav. El chachmosa miskeyamas. This is not the real pshat, but I'm just... Somewhere has an idea of meribe memasav. What is the masim? That he takes, he emulates that idea. He lives up to that idea. The Shavai Salvecho brings it into your heart. And the truth of the matter is, the climax of the mitzvah Vedato Ayoyim, the Shavai Salvecho, and what does it express himself. When you see in a person that this person had climax, had maximized the Deus Hashem, and he brought it into his heart. In what?
Bitochen, like you were saying.
Bitochen. Keshem Elokim, the word Ein Oid Milvadoi is Bitochen. If a person could be a minute petrified, a minute afraid of anything, he's bridged in this, he's shortened in this requirement, Shavoy Salavecho. Yes, there's many people who could speak lectures about Bitochen, talk about Bitochen Gewaldig, but something happens to them, they lose them, they're getting restless. Why? It's missing what Shavoy Salavecho.
The ones who lecture.
The lecturer, I'm talking to the lecturer. could write books about bitachon, but then some, all of a sudden something happens to you, something bothers you. That, where does the bothering come? You have such a gewaldig idea. You're so much gewaldig. It's missing the shoyser of avecha. The shoyser of avecha is the finalization. Kashem ulakim enad mevad. Nobody could hurt you. But there's a lot of madregas in enad mevad. It's always mentioned more in the Sanhedrin, which we learned once. The ma'aseh mitzvah b'chanina, with the ma'aseh mechashev. Which he climaxes himself in a b'teach of the Ramban, that he doesn't see any reason why to make a shtadlus. Because the shtadlus is such a b'teach shtadlus l'mayl v'l'mazik. And the only reason makes a shtadlus because the mitzvah is Hashem. But doesn't see any reason. And that's the Rashitus Ramban is somebody such a big b'teach that doesn't see any reason in shtadlus. He's ready to put him in shtadlus, and that proves himself in b'chanina. B'chanina saw the Mechashev wants to take earth from underneath his bed in order to make Kishuv to mazik him, and he could have prevented the Mechashev not to take, so Mechoyri would have been Mechuyev to make Ishtadlus. So Shmarto Nafshe Secho, you have to see, imagine a person comes, throws at you a stone, you have to prevent, do that you shouldn't throw you the stone. And Mechanina says, go ahead, take, who's afraid of you? Go ahead. I'm not going to do anything to stop you to take the earth. Why? He not Mervador. But if Hashem doesn't want to hurt me, you can't hurt me. And Hashem does want to, if you did hurt me, it's because Hashem wanted to hurt me. Hashem wanted to hurt me, what am I going to make a status against Hashem? See, he manifested his betochen in such a way that he could have made an easy status to prevent the skoner, and he saw no reason to make the status. That's the climax, that's the Ramban's Mateach, that is potter of making the shtadlus. And he's allowed to put himself in a skona. Even a skona is kshofim, with the Gemara says, and the kishuv is makhishim for Mare Shemal, the kishuv has a gewaldige koyach, because the makhish for Mare Shemal. You know, I'm not going to use this terminology, but you have in yoga, okay, that you take a certain name and you meditate on it. We're not meditators. We don't take a certain word and meditate on it. But so I wouldn't use this mushroom, but I will say, what is the point which you have to be 24 hours with working on? Which chelek of cheshba efesh, which you have to work on, which that encompasses and includes everything. One of the other problems is in Yiddishkeit, which we have, there's so many facets, there's so many departments, there's so many areas in Yiddishkeit that you don't know where to first to concentrate on. There's tefillah, and there's avodah, there's gemilas chasodim, and there's learning Torah, and there's chesed, and there's so many departments. And where do you start? Where do you end? Which nukuda, if you concentrate on continuously, automatically it affects you in every department of Yiddishkeit? Is in that you have a choice of Shem Elokim and Elokim. In Einar Milvada. That's it. You need Einar Milvada to tefillah. There's nobody else could help you except Hashem, not the doctor, nobody. If you come to the point to realization Einar Milvada, you become, like David Melch said, I need tefillah, I'm a shtick tefillah. I'm always with Hashem. 24 hours thinking of Hashem. Everything Hashem, help me, thanking and begging. That's one thing. It's like, Moidala over with Soikala Osit. That's a Jew. Continuously. It says in everything. And that's the biggest cheshbon ha-nefesh. Omer David Olah Shoram, Tamu Uru Ki Tov Hashem. You have to taste and to see that Hashem is good. It's a choice of Avecho. Okay? If I will keep a lecture 1,000 hours about the taste of a banana, so if you go, Vadat is a banana, you know it. But until you're not going to taste them, choice of Avecho, put them into your heart, it's nothing. It's again. Omar Pusak Da es Elokeviko, but of the you. There's no, many people is Da es Elokeviko, they could speak about, no. But if it doesn't, man, if it doesn't convert himself into of the you, it's not the idea. It's not the mitzvah of Idiyas Hashem. Omar Alti Kisus Geferet Ein Hovim. Tell me like a horse, like a mule, which doesn't understand. Omar said, Bemishlo is Tak Ben Yonav. The one who doesn't look into Inyoni, but Achoshim and Ashaleim. The one who doesn't look into Inyoni and doesn't make a Cheshman Efesh and thing, but Yoshua Liba, but Loidas, and Latvino, and not going to bring to his heart Seichel and Zino, but Omar, Lozoches Yod doesn't remember his hand. Remember the days. I'm carrying my knowledge from distant away. You see, all the Pesukim speak about knowledge, remembering, but this has to be in your hand. Yoshiv Eliboy, Lozoches Yodoy. It has to be remembered, it has to be held. And that's the first Ha'or of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Cheshbon HaNefesh means you have to take that knowledge and bring it into you. Perek Shem, the second Perek, Avarim Cheshbon Komer Adam Sholim Loi, is the Cheshbon HaNefesh is an equal thing for all mankind. For instance, eating matzahs is the same mitzvah for all mankind. Yeah, putting on film is the equal mitzvah for all mankind. Is Cheshbon HaNefesh one thing for all mankind? Neumann, we would say, Ki Atshuva Zeh, the answer to that, Shishtabas Ben Odom, Inyonim, Terosom, Elomam. All the effort that your person has to put in the Inyonim of his Torah and the world, this Chalaf will always change, Kifis Chalaf is Hakorosom, as his intellect changes. No way, it's not the same. My Tfilin of today is the same as the Tfilin as yesterday. But my Cheshbon HaNefesh of today has to be different than yesterday. Why? Because my intellect has changed. My idea has changed. I got richer, so hopefully, with living accident. Because it changes. Everyone is required to think with his nefesh as much as he to serve Hashem. According is a knowing in the Torah Sabayra, inclusive ideas and a particular ideas. There's ideas and general ideas, and there's particular. Like Hashem says, like Moses, the datum ayoyim. You should know today. Kilo is benecham shol yodu. Hashem is Hashem alakechem. Not only you. Not your children, which they don't know, they didn't see. I'm giving you over. I'm speaking to you, Kirechem Arois. You had seen yourself, it's called Asher, Maas Hashem Agoru. What does Hashem say? Hashem says, Vidatem Ayoi, you have to know, right away, you have to know. You have to know. You have to know. Put down the window. You have to know, the Torah is Nitzchi. And Hashem says, let's see your potential. The Torah says, Vidatem Ayoi, you have to know today. Not to your children I'm speaking. Ashelo yodu, we did not know. Ashelo roi, they didn't see. It's Musar Hashem alakechem, but the Kosh Baruch is giving you. They're not seeing Tzis Mitzrayim, they're not seeing Matan Torah. I'm not speaking to the children who are not seeing. Kenechem, roi, your own eyes have seen, it's called Maas Hashem Agoda. All the deeds that Hashem had done. I'm speaking to you that you had all seen. That means you have an absolute idea. Kreutzelam, what does Torah want to say? Kitaras Abayra Lechem Nitzishbor, Kosh Baruch is a Tayra to you, Yoyse Chazok, is a different Tayra. When you see Mashiach Benech, which has to your children, Asheloi, is my Sabayr Kireskan. Your children, which I didn't see like you, the Tayra is a lesser Tayra than you that you had seen, Bitten Shatemri, Isamoy Smech, because you're with your eyes. Atma Michodim, the Toyvis Akbaris, yet you are exclusive in this big Toyvis, Mivela Dev, for those who are Nitzol, the Makas Mitzrayim, the Koyrach. You have seen that you have been rescued from the Makas Mitzrayim, you have been rescued from Koyrach. Well, I am not your children. Therefore, you have. So you do see here, the Kosh Baruch Hu states very clearly that the Cheshbon HaNefesh is demanded from everyone to his level. The one who has a clearer idea, more Cheshbon HaNefesh is required. Because you see, Hashem differentiated between you and your children. Hashem has tainted to you because he had seen it. Now, if you have to just accept things blindly, with Amunah, why should be a separation between an ephemeral and someone? You have to believe and you have to believe. It might see that the Kosh Baruch Hu demands idea. And the more your idea is, the more Cheshbon HaNefesh has to be, had you emulated that idea into Maisa.
So the Hashavos Elavecha part, you can only be Meshiv to your heart that which you
know. But you know.
That which you know. And that's what you're responsible for having returned to your heart.
So it comes out. Look, Yiras Hashem, everyone has to. Hashem Elkecho Tiro. Fear Hashem. So everyone has to fear Hashem. After Shem Elokecha, you have to love Hashem with your heart. Everyone has to love Hashem. But to remember, Hashem Elokim Einad Milvadoi, that depends on idea. Without Hayom, and that's what Shavu Sevecha. So Avi Zachem Nesha cannot be the same, because everyone has a different idea. And even by you, it's not the same. Which, with that Cheshbon HaNefesh which you made yesterday, you made a wonderful job, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Cheshbon HaNefesh. Actually, the post without Cheshbon HaNefesh is the mitzvah of Cheshbon HaNefesh. That's a Shvoi Selevech. So what you did yesterday, if you're going to do the same thing today, you were not Yoitzer. Because it must be that you, your deer today, had grown. If not, you had vegetated today. You lost today. Because the older you get, the more you must have, the more experience you have. A person has to grow. A person is iskim lo imenu binyan adiyat. A person is a binyan forever. Grow up as a binyan. Tzelem dumus tavnisoi. Tavnis. Tavnis is a loshon avona and loshon structure. Avona makes a structure. That's the reason people today are not happy, because they don't grow, they vegetate. The day which you don't grow, you're not happy. Imagine, you know, we all have witness when you see a building is going to see when the dormitory was built here. So every day when you saw, all a few lines, all a new addition, you liked it, you were happy. You saw accomplishment. But you see people working, money's being wasted, and you see no progress. It's depressing. We eat, we sleep, we go through suffering, and we work. We put in so much effort in ourselves, no progress.
Pay mortgage.
Pay more, everything. Having problems, everything. No progress. No progress. That's unhappiness. Because you're the same fool as you were. If not even more fool. Because usually those people, the older they get, the more stupid they become. So the Vedato is a normal, natural person has to, as older he gets, every day, he has to become larger. So as he becomes larger, there's a new cheshbon nefesh required. Persists continuously. Is a growing Jew. A growing Jew. And usually, the growth in Yediyah, if you acknowledge that you grow in Yediyah and you make the cheshbon nefesh, the older you become, the more exciting it becomes. The more exciting, you could say, young person, wow, I know. Because the truth of the matter is, when you look again, look at the building. When you see in the early stage, you say the bricks. You're happy, you see the bricks are growing. But when it comes to the building is finished, you see the touch up, they hang the ceiling, they painted, or the chandelier is there, you see the tile is there, or the carpet is there, and then finally see the furniture in there, and then you see the final touch up cleaning house. That gives you the real lachas, because in that area, you relive all the growth in the previous stages. When you obviously foundation, other, which was also giving you a growing satisfaction, but you didn't enjoy the structure. But the structure, the more complete it is, in the growth, in the completion, the chain, imagine you start picturing the structure is finished, you're hanging up already, the interior decoration gives a geschmack. That growth gives you a growth where you relive all the previous growth, which you always enjoyed. So you have to know that's the simcha v'tov levav for Elach Yid. The more he knows, the more he learns. She could say, "Well, he learned again the Chavis of Oz. He learned again the Mesilas Yesharim. He learned again the Ramchal." What are you shtaging? What are you growing in it? I mean, you learned it 10 times already. You're fulfilling it. Look at that guy that never learned it before. It's very beautiful. Yes, he gets bricks, but it's the cosmetics. And when you get it, so the Vidata Yom is an ongoing, continuous growth. You can get a 90-year-old yid, but you don't see. In his outward life, you don't see the changes anymore. But he has this geschmack in tefillah, the geschmack in vidato. He's the shomayis of lebecha gives him a moedet the geschmack of growth of binyan adiyat. The binyan goes and goes and goes, and the binyan never finishes. But tefillah don't close your eyes. The binyan is not finished. And once you close your eyes, the binyan is still not finished. It still grows. But you don't have to build anymore. It's going to be elchel lechoil lechoil. It continues to grow in nitzchias. It grows further and expands. What speed you had made it go while you were alive. For every day for you was a new, fresh, it has to be like it's new for you. The growth has to be a new project every moment, every hour, every experience. That's the cheshbon nefesh. So therefore, you see the Torah made a separation in the demand from the generation who saw from the children. In the Torah is Nitzchis, even today in Cheshbon HaNefesh makes a different demand those who are close to the issue or those who are not. The Chinoim Asu Shalom Sibishal Ben Yorim and all the other people, Kemashe Chayom and Boy. But the Ebed they're required to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, Yischal will always change, Kefi Yischal Fus HaKorosan. As his Akkorah changes, Yischal Fus HaTorah Fem, as his Torah changes. According to this Chavis Alvovas, a person has to go to every seminar. Every seminar person has to go. Well, I heard it 2-3 times. Because every seminar you come, there's a new idea.
Make life into a seminar.
Yeah? Those
everything
people.
Everything in life, they have to be
Yeah.
Everything in life. Everything has to be a seminar.
Unless that you graduated in a seminar, that your seminar is not once in 2 months in Lakewood. Every day is your seminar. you're lecturing to yourself every day. Then you don't need a seminar, you keep growing. I mean, you keep growing. But even then, even every day is a seminar. The seminar is always adding something. There's always a new twist, a new oimek, a new depth, a new way that I'm coming a person. And that's why the people don't seek your dear. That's to get, therefore they're unhappy. That's the reason. Why you see in a seminar that the results of a seminar, people are happy. Because they learned something, they heard something, and now they could go out and work. They apply, even they apply a little bit. Sure, I think it's rather, it's worth to pick up 100 ideas and to get one of Shabbos for the Vecho, then not to pick up any idea and to say, Baruch Hashem, I'm okay. You know, I'm living everything which I know. And that's what people elect to do today, not to know. But people do not want to hear Ashkofa. They don't want to hear. The people run away from Ashkofa. Run. People
why?
Don't want to hear men. Because it's Mechayev. You want to be peaceful. You know, you want to be a, why? You want people should add words to you.
Because the same reasons are not for you then. When you get down to it.
Why not? Because they don't know it. Not just listen, I'm doing enough, it's hard enough. What do you give me? Give me new stuff. It's going to be harder. I wish I would know as much as I know today. People don't want to know. I know. I'm suffering enough from those parts which I know. It's going to give me more knowledge. They don't realize they're vegetating. And if they're vegetating, they're unhappy. That's the result of it. They have to change everything. Change. And the one who believes always has to make a cheshmit nefesh. What I'm responsible now for Kosh Baruch Hu. We dug the bedover with tachlos echolot. Has to be dug with the biggest tachlos of kefiyah. So go some imani as much he reached in that idea. Imashi gila b'maisa. And anything which is going to reach with his maisa, mishtavu bo, is going to be mishtavu v'yitrach. Is going to tow in it. Anything which you can't accomplish by myself, is to give it there. First, at least, you're going to get it, at least there. Visaveyu, and you would desire it. Achlai, you call it drochai, lishmachikecha. Achlai, I'm hoping that I'm preparing my drochim, that lishmachikecha, to preserve your chukim. In other words, those which I can do, I do. Those which I can do, I want to learn about it, at least I would desire it to do. One says, Anachmodim is all, which is more pleasant than gold, nipos, some diamonds. Rav, Suki midrash, it's sweeter than honey. When I feel sufi, Raboiri dineiluschus, a person brings, develops a demanding idea, brings to your heart, also he can't fulfill it, but he desires it. The fact of this is chishav lasus mitzvah nenes, Kosh Baruch is mamach as he did it. Raboiri dineiluschus, Baruch will done it as he did it. Who hired sapoisly itois in his person, has to always look out for his opportunities. I should ask you whether he's going to be capable of doing it. The Yichal Vem L'Shalam, he would be able to repay by Shetokhara Mokhavi Saboyro Yisborach. So therefore, when we see a tzaddik, that's one of the reasons why we go to tzaddikim, see a high person. I know I'm not going to be like that, but at least I should yearn to be like it. I should try to be like it. I should always try to, that's the mission of a zone of Aroyas. Be a zone of two lions. Don't be roish l'shiyolim. Don't be head to foxes. Because if it's only roish, no, it's the opposite of people. The people love to live in areas and daven in shoes with a nice balabos. It wants to feel good. I'm a nice balabos. I go to my shir, I go to my daf yomi, even go to my chayv salvova shir. I'm a good Jew. I love to. And look at the other guys. They're not putting in as much as that. That's what people love. I go to yeshiva shadaven and the guys are learning 15 hours a day. Yeah. Then you become a cause of the noise. That people don't like. What does he say? Forget. You have to always bring yourself in a matzav with chavrusa, with people who are so much higher than you that you can't even be mashma. You can't. So what good I should go but I'm there? I can't be like that. I'm working. I've done this for us. Because you're going to desire. You're going to feel a bit. You're going to feel unaccomplished. And then you're going to feel like that. So every time an opportunity comes, you run around. Comes a Sunday, a day off, you're going to put a day in Simba Samadish, you're going to be in Shiva for the Simba Samadish. Why is that? There's no such a thing today, a concept a person should be a Koyalingaman. At the time it is off a day, a vacation. Be a Koyalingaman for that vacation, be for that Sunday Koyalingaman. There's no concept such a thing. Because you're all Roishli Shiolim. You know, yeah. And if you have a Sunday, we make a breakfast, we make a garden breakfast, we make a father. Can't you get it? What? Crunch?
Brunch.
Okay, brunch. But you have Al Yarchiv, Al Atzma Maskloes boy. Is also boy. person shouldn't expand all the excuses and should be mizalz on the derechev yisalav elyon. He should go, listen, this is a madrega which I could never accomplish. A person should not, you know, try to defer. This is not possible. I should be able to accomplish. Because maybe he's going to be totally uprooted. But it's going to come a great chesbuk. Anyone is bosledo, if he doesn't put effort on it, it's going to hurt him. Because anything which we could bring ourselves to be desirous of to accomplishment, and we live a life that would not bring us the desire to accomplish it, it's going to revenge on us. We're going to get to give an accounting for it. So it comes out. What does Cheshbon Nefesh has to accomplish? What does Cheshbon Nefesh has to accomplish? The Meiser. What does Cheshbon Nefesh has to accomplish? That you should develop Yediyah to such extent that every part of the Yediyah which you could put into the heart, the Meiser, Shavai Sevevecho, we should do it. And those which is you get such a big Yediyah that it's not the Meiser, you should be able to bring it. You should desire to be there. Should want to be there. So therefore, when you learn something which is the hechel thing, it's very interesting. You know, sometimes you talk with the student, people say, this is a madrega. So it's a madrega, but you have to know it. At least you desire to have the madrega. Mm-hmm. Just because it's above my capacity, if we shouldn't even know it, you're never going to get it. Even you have to look up to, you have to know what. So first, if you are a binyan adiyat, you have to know what is the binyan. So if you build a three-story building, you know, you're putting a foundation for a three-story building. And then the truth is, maybe you always put foundations on it. So how much foundation you're putting, according to what you expect to build. Does any one of us have an idea who to be? But if you know that I'm a binyan ad yadam, everlasting binyan, there's endless yisoides to be put in, endless foundations that you have to be put in, continuous investment. So therefore you have to maximize your vedat ayon. Are you worried? You're not going to be able to all eat them up. So that's what you can't say, the Bechol Yisabobes. So comes out the Cheshbon Nefesh is now how much had you actually acclimated Lemaisa and how much has been remained as a desire which you want. How much do I want? Which Hashem will give you credit as you did it, even Lemaisa didn't do. And eventually Hashem will help you, you're going to be able to accomplish it. Good day.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com